people around here trust the shepherds. Jamie, Adam, and the other Jamie. They always have. The sheep trust them too. Gather round. I'll throw another log on the fire. Turn it up just a touch, cause another episode of the podcast is starting now.
Brand new episode of the podcast starts now. Jamie Bendel, Jamie Hernan, Adam.
Just give it to me. Just do good.
Oh. Boom.
What?
Wow.
Okay.
That's
how it's going to be.
Script flipping.
That's how it's going to be.
Script flipped.
Well, watch what the commenters do. Watch what the commenters do.
We're going to see a huge drop off right there.
Why is this episode so much shorter? All right. Our guest this evening is comedian Amy Lyle. Amy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, shepherds.
I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Our format is a little game show-ish. So we like to ask kind of rapid fire questions of our guests, get to know them a little bit better, see where the conversation flows from there. We'll, of course, provide ample opportunity to update on those things and projects and whatnot that people can consume the content that you create and where to follow your work and all the rest of it. And I'm happy because you and I have paneled together numerous times.
Many times.
Many, many a time.
And I've had the good fortune of being in your club a couple times working on some things.
We have been on, I think, a show together at least once that I can think of.
Hey there, Jamie.
What's going on?
Have you ever
Adam?
Felt more like a third wheel?
No, I haven't.
have history, huh?
I was just thinking, I was going to make a comment about, you know, have you paneled with Bendel? But then I was pretty sure you were going to say, yeah, I have.
Yeah, everybody's paneled with Bendel.
Will there be game show music?
Amy, I'm going to promise you game show music.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
It's just you're not going to hear it now, but you'll hear it in the finished episode.
Format of the questions. First one we always give as a sample one to our guests to acclimate them to the idea. And that question is clockwise or counterclockwise?
Is my preference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be careful here.
Oh, clockwise.
Yes. All right, clockwise.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm sometimes accused of asking questions that are
somewhat
meaningful.
Oh, I thought you were asking questions, not making statements.
No, I am. I'm setting up my question.
No setup needed,
this
question.
This is probably the most important question I've ever asked on the podcast.
Here we go.
Amy, is it paper, scissors, rock, or rock, paper, scissors?
Paper, scissors, rock.
Oh, thank God.
Adam.
Have you ever heard it referred to as Rochambeau?
Yes, I have.
And do you know who Rochambeau was historically?
Rochambeau was a separate sub-character played by Cartman on South Park, I believe.
Okay, you need to do outside reading. Rochambeau was a critical figure in the Revolutionary War when we were fighting the British.
And Rochambeau used paper, scissors, rock
to
defeat the British?
That was how the code that they gave each other.
It was very clever.
That was part of the code.
It saved immensely on the expenses of weapons.
Amy.
Hold on. I'm fascinated. Follow-up.
It's really great.
Follow-ups.
We'll talk about the next segment. Yes. Yeah. Amy, what is your favorite game show music?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing comes to mind.
There's some classics out there, like the Plinko Yodeler, the bum-bum-bum-bum.
Yeah, like The Price is Right. Ba-bum-bum-ba-da.
Yeah, the long intro when they're walking in. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, Price is Right. Good.
Actually, it's funny that you say that because I never considered that that was like a theme song. But now that you say it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did like
couldn't
that
identify it with anything
dun,
else,
dun,
right?
Dun, dun.
Now, you said the Plinko Yodeler. Dun, dun, dun. So there was Plinko, but there was also the Yodel game, wasn't it, where the guy goes off the cliff? He like comes up and goes off the cliff?
Yes.
Okay, so I've made a mistake.
No, I'm
the
just
Yodeler
asking,
was the cliff, was the hiker.
That one was great. But did Plinko, which of course was a classic, was there a song associated with Plinko?
I think there was, but let's go to Jamie's question, and we'll follow that up in the next segment.
Excellent.
Amy, my question. If you had only one social media that you could keep and you could get rid of the rest, which one would you keep?
Twitter.
Okay.
It's a writer's medium.
I agree.
If 13-year-old Amy was invited to do a TEDx talk, what would the subject be?
It would be the same subject that I did my TEDx talk this year, which would be finding the funny and the crummy.
Hmm. If you went to bed tonight, woke up tomorrow morning, you found out that Bezos had passed away but had given you all of his money, what do you do first?
I buy a jet and a pilot to go with it around to fly me around the world to amazing venues.
Yes. Jet airplane. Good call. A true luxury.
What's your first stop?
My first stop would be Greece. I'm actually supposed to be in Greece right now, but then Greece was closing down. So now I'm
here.
Instead of the coast of Greece, I'm on the coast of Georgia.
Mm.
Making up a game show theme song has got to be one of the easiest things to do because you can just do notes and noises and it doesn't really have to be anything.
No.
Right?
Yeah. I heard the money's not in it, though. The money's not very good for the game show guys.
The game show hosts? Are you kidding me?
No, the licensing money on the songs. You don't get regular rate.
There's some famous game show song writer out there who's gonna just get a voodoo doll of you, Bendel. Is gonna have
he's the Dick Clark of game show host.
Yeah, which we probably
what should. If that was? But if that was your thing, if you meet somebody at a bar, you'd be like, "Hey, so what do you do for a living?" And you'd be like, "Turns out, like, I'm the
go-to guy."
Yeah, I'm the John Lennon of game shows.
So,
theme songs.
And you need to ask a lightning round question here, but we're going to talk about this more because I'm actually now very intrigued with that question.
Yeah, I want to know, like, is there a guy that's the go-to guy?
Right.
Of course there's a guy. There's always a guy.
What are you more afraid of? A blank page or a joke that doesn't get a laugh?
A blank page.
Mm. Interesting.
All right. That is lightning round number one. I think we have some fertile ground our next round of questions. This is the podcast. We will be back with Amy Lyle right after this. All right. So game shows.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a real actual game show?
No.
Okay. You? Neither have I. My question is, would you want to be on a game show where you were failed by your brain or by your body?
Body, because it would be expected. If you saw me on the show, you'd say that guy's body is probably going to fail him.
So like those wipeout style shows or whatever.
I would know that my failure by my body would be entertaining the audience, so that would make me happy. If I, you know, got hit
spinning
by
the log spinning or whatever log,
whatever, get knocked down, I know I'm going to make people laugh, so I'm fine with that.
So you would not be doing American Ninja Warrior?
That would probably be entertaining as well. I just would not get very far.
Do you think you would want to do a long-form game show, like a Survivor, you go to an island?
I would like that from a weight loss standpoint. Like, drop me off in an island for 30 days, I would finally drop those 20 pounds that I've been trying to drop.
Adam?
So I think I could do better on a brain show, so I want to be on that kind of show. So I guess I'd rather be failed by my body.
I don't want to be on a show where I give a dumb answer or something. And, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where the person loses in the first round.
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Right. Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy style show.
Most beauty pageants. That poor girl.
Right?
That poor girl.
That's been a long time now. That's like 10 years.
Yeah. I just brought it up again.
Bad answer lives on. She'll never escape it.
She'll never escape it.
And Bendel, you? Brain or body?
I don't know. I kind of feel like I would do better on a brain show. So I think I would assume that if I was going to be on a game show, I'd be failed by my body.
But if there was a wipeout style place that I could just go to on the weekend and pay to run the course, I would be doing it every weekend.
I watch those shows and they all look grievously injured.
Yes.
But like you're falling awkwardly and in weird ways.
Guy died on a wipeout.
Was there a wipeout death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the guest.
All right, sheep, settle in for our next segment here with our guest, Jamie Bendel, Jamie Hernan, Adam Haig.
Better.
Changing it up a little bit.
Better.
Coming back from our first little break there, our guest this episode, Amy Lyle. This round, we delve a little deeper into some of the topics that were raised in the first lightning round. Gentlemen, who would like to begin?
I'd like to jump right in. Okay. On the game show,
Rochambeau.
We can come back to Rochambeau, but let's. I want to place you into like a college, Amy, and you're to meet two guys in a bar, and one guy says he works for the CIA, and the other guy says I write game show songs. Who are you more interested in talking to?
Probably the gentleman in the CIA. I love all the movies about the CIA, and I love all that true spy stuff.
Okay, yeah, isn't it possible that the guy saying he writes the theme songs is the one who's actually in the CIA? Because the guy who says he's in the CIA. Possible.
No, yeah. He's an analyst. If he says he's in the CIA, he's definitely an analyst.
Right.
The guy who does the game show could be clandestine.
Right.
That's why they're together.
Okay, I would like to change my answer based on that new information. Because I want the guy that's really the spy.
Yeah.
That can be funny and write peppy, you know.
Could you imagine he's getting his briefing at the Central Intelligence Agency and they say to him, okay, so we have you in as import-export guy. You're going to be bringing GH statues. And he's like, yeah, I'm thinking a better cover. Game show song guy.
You don't think he was originally a game show song guy that they recruited in? They're like, we need someone with game show song experience.
Can someone please research?
No one will ever believe that he's a spy.
Can someone please research if those exist?
The only country I've watched game shows from is probably Japan.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're extreme with their game shows.
They are extreme.
But imagine a game show in the Middle East where they could stone you.
Oh, if you lose?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that would be the most serious
game show.
That's
the ultimate whammy. Stop the whammy.
Ultimate
their music is
whammy.
Probably not that peppy.
No stoning, intro. No stoning. Oh, stoning. So I want to ask the panel experts. So Amy and Bendel, if you were on a panel show in the Middle East and there happened to be a person designated to be standing in front of you with rocks, just in case you went off script or said something wrong, would that create a little bit of pressure?
It created quite a bit of pressure.
I would ask, how much am I being paid to appear on the panel?
I wouldn't go on the panel in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's a good call.
They recently murdered that poor folk singer. He was just trying to cheer people up.
Mm. I feel like my hypothetical may have brought the show down a little bit.
It did. Let's really move on.
Yeah.
But I am going to pep it up with some game show music right there.
I do want to finish this thought out. Amy, would you like to go first or last of a completely made up game show theme song?
Last.
Last. Okay, so Jamie will go first.
Ooh. Oh, I have to make one up?
Make one up. No word, no lyrics, just sounds.
Bum, 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 bum. No, that's the same. That sounds the same.
Okay, so wait, bum, so bum, stop. Bum, so, say, so wait, no, wait, wait, like wait, wait. So,
remember
stop,
how we
stop,
were trashing
stop.
Game show people before? And yes, look how hard it is.
I know, but so wait. So I'm going to give you some additional information.
Okay.
Would you like a quiz show?
Oh.
Would you like a physical activity show, like a Dancing with Stars?
Or stoning? I think I would like the Middle Eastern stoning show.
I don't think you would. We were trying to avoid
that. We're going
to
get out of that. All that's going to get you in the editing. Okay. No, it's all
kind of like a Hunger Games type stuff.
Okay, so what would you... Yeah, so there you go. So you set your... Mm-hmm. Tell me the game show, and then tell me the song.
Okay, Hunger Games, where at least...
Style.
Hunger Games style, right? Multiple guests on the show.
Are we going to have actual death or just...
Actual death.
Okay. Eesh.
Okay.
Okay.
Bum, bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, ba, dun, 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 dun.
You're gonna die tonight. You're gonna die tonight. You're gonna die tonight. You're
okay,
gonna
Adam,
die tonight. You're gonna what's die your song? Tonight. You're what's gonna your... die tonight. My show is a quiz show, and my song is be boom be boom be boom be boom ba. I need an answer.
That's good.
Okay, Amy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, she said she wanted to go last.
No,
what about you?
Wait, yours.
I'm going to go.
No, she actually gets to go last. So that's last means the last.
Her. Okay.
That's like asking her if she wants to go clockwise or counterclockwise and then make her go counterclockwise.
Okay.
When she says clockwise.
I'd like to go last. Well, you'll be second to last then.
Okay. I am going to do a bachelor style dating show that involves extreme sports.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
X Games meets The Bachelor.
Yeah. The theme song is.
Yep.
As follows. Da 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 da. Tick-a-tick-a, tick-a-tick-a.
And it's got the cuts of the different things. Yeah. And it's like Beauty and the Beast.
Try it again, but this time with Adam adding that You're Gonna Die Tonight part that you added to mine because it was good.
All right, Amy.
Okay, mine is going to be on land, but over pools with animals that would eat you, like a killer whale or maybe like piranhas. You know, things like that.
Okay.
And it's going to combine trivia questions with physical things. So, you know, physical tasks. So before you can go to the next physical task, you'd have to answer a question.
Indeed.
And if you
very good.
Answer the question wrong, you're eaten by the animal. Ooh. And if you fail the physical activity, you also in the water eaten by the killer whale or the piranhas.
Ooh.
This would probably be a show out of the United States for, you know, for many reasons.
Liability.
Yeah.
They're in a waiver.
And then my theme song would be like, dun, 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 dun. And then have like the sounds of like jaws ripping somebody apart. Yeah, exactly. Yes, like that. Kind of like a Jurassic Park type feel.
Very good. I love that. I like the whole theme of your show is probably going to die either way.
How many good
way.
Ideas?
You're either physically fit or you're smart. And if you're not both, you're dead.
Right. It really makes it, you know, balances it out.
I love it. I love it. It says it can't just be one package. You got to bring two tools to the game.
Don't you think?
All right. I'm going to blow your mind with a fun fact about theme songs. Alan Thicke wrote the theme songs for The Joker's Wild, Celebrity Sweepstakes.
Knew it.
And the original Wheel of Fortune theme song.
Holy cow. So he really is the Dick Clark of theme shows.
Mm-hmm. There you go. 1 minute to talk about Rochambeau.
Okay, I'm just going to do this real quick because it's embarrassing that you don't know who that is.
Well, I know who Rochambeau is. I was taught, as I said, Cartman told me about Rochambeau.
You watched Hamilton. It was in Hamilton.
Really bad, because Rochambeau was in charge of all French forces. He was the commander that basically ran all French forces. He was at the Battle of Yorktown, which I don't know if you watched Hamilton, but was a big one, right? Basically where the British finally said, we're out of here, right? He was also the guy.
Is that the second act?
He was also the guy that convinced George. You really don't have a George Washington without Chambeau, because George Washington's sitting and going, hey, Chambeau, you know what we should do? We should attack New York. I want to get New York back. And he's like, nah, Yorktown's the way to go. They're on their edge. We can really break their backs. And Washington's like, no, New York, New York, New York. And Rochambeau's like, Yorktown, Yorktown, Yorktown. And boom, we did Yorktown. He's a strategic genius. George Washington goes on to be president and be a great leader. But at the same time, the fact that you didn't know who Rochambeau is.
I didn't say I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, you kind of did.
I just know the more famous Cartman variety.
You thought it was just a game of rock, paper, scissors.
No. Yeah, paper, scissors, rock.
We have come to another intermission in segments here with our guest this evening on the podcast. Our guest is Amy Lyle.
How many points do I have, Jamie?
You have enough points to sink one of Cornwallis's ships.
Well done.
All right. We'll be back with more of the podcast. Our guest, Amy Lyle, right after this.
All right. So you get invited to do a TED Talk. What's the topic?
My TED Talk is how to be a better parent.
Little humble brag there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, some kind of super parent.
Some kind of super parent.
That would be my TED talk.
All right.
That people complicate parenting.
I would have figured it would have been raising good dog, raising bad dog.
No, because I can't speak to how to raise bad dog because I just have such conflicted.
You are doing it though.
I'm really not.
Every day you go to bed, that's another day of raising bad dog.
I got thinking about it today because good dog is getting older.
Uh oh.
And bad dog is going to have some time period where he's only dog. I am getting another dog. Almost immediately.
So you need to get a dog now.
Yeah, even when he is only dog, he cannot be...
Good dog.
Good dog.
If you get another dog, and that dog is worse than bad dog...
Can't be done.
It's impossible.
Do you change bad dog's name?
No.
No.
What do you call... Is it worse dog?
Well, so you've created a hypothetical that won't exist.
Right.
Because it's impossible to have a worse dog than when you already have the worst dog.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In your TED Talk about better parenting...
Yeah.
If someone has good child and then they have bad child, you're saying that they should have another child in order to balance off bad child?
Oh, no. I think if you have good child and bad child,
yes.
The likelihood is if you have subsequent child will be better than bad child. Bad child will always be the worst.
Yes.
Child. Yeah.
So you're saying the middle child is always the worst child?
Oh, no.
No, I'm not saying the worst. You can have.
In fact, I think that middle child thing is way overdone.
Middle children are awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. This is to answer your question. In my case, when it comes to dog ownership, and I could give a great TED Talk on dog ownership.
Yep.
I can't speak to cat people. Dogs. Good dogs, bad dogs. Most dogs are good dogs. The bad dog category has a subset of dogs, which are the worst dogs. I just happen to have one.
Don't worry, Adam. Didn't forget about you. Your TED Talk.
You did forget about me because we're now cutting this in because you hit the button again. But let's just say, my TED Talk, I forgot what it would be now. What's your favorite TED Talk moment? I have a funny TED Talk moment. Al Gore was in the audience, right? Tony Robbins was giving a TED Talks, and he was saying, you know, you can't let other people control your life. You know, tell me one example of where the other people controlled your life. And Al Gore yells, the Supreme Court of the United States!
He got heckled by Al Gore?
He did. It was great.
Are you allowed to heckle at TED Talks?
Apparently. Maybe at a TEDx.
Yeah, if you are.
So you're telling me that I can go home and go down the rabbit hole of TED Talk heckles,
yes.
Right? TED
yes.
Talker destroys
yes.
heckler.
Yes.
That I would love. If that doesn't exist, I am absolutely embarking on a second career as the TED Talker that goes off topic to destroy hecklers.
What I love about the fact that Bendel's TED Talk was going to be better parenting, his heckler would have been Kelly, his spouse.
All right, we are back with our second lightning round segment here on the podcast. Our guest this evening, Amy Lyle. Amy, before we get into that lightning round, give us the quick rundown of the variety of projects that you're involved in right now. You've got In the Burbs.
I've got In the Burbs. It's a fun 1-hour talk show dealing with women's issues. you know, Mother to Menopause. It's a live show that shoots at 4 o'clock. You can follow it at In the Burbs with Amy and Gina.
And you guys do a great job on it. You get good guests.
We have great guests. Yeah, it's really fun. In the Burbs with Amy and Gina. I am a best-selling humor writer with 2 books, The Book of Failures, 300 pages of my personal failures, and then a collection of failures after that called We're All a Mess, It's Okay.
As someone who cares about the women in my life, I think it's great that you actually start breaking down the walls that says it's okay to fail, and it's okay not to be perfect, and it's okay not to go to Kroger with, you know, your hair done correctly and the right makeup and talking about your yoga and, you know, having all the, and balancing your career and your kids and all that stuff. So I think it is, I think there's a lot of expectation on women in our lives, and I appreciate when anytime when people actually sit down and have the real discussion, like having kids is really hard, and sometimes being married is really hard, and sometimes having a career is really hard, and sometimes we can't do any of it well.
Right.
All right. So second lightning round. Would you like clockwise or switch it up and counterclockwise here for round 2 of the lightning questions?
Mix it up with the counterclockwise.
Ooh. Counterclockwise. All right, starting with Jamie.
John James Audubon is known for his detailed paintings of birds. And according to his biographer, William Bill, Audubon killed many birds and would pin them up immediately to paint them, which I'm told was the inspiration for the original version of the famous portrait painting scene from the movie The Titanic, but was later scrapped. Would you rather be on the upper deck eating a fine dinner or dancing away with the crew in the lower decks?
Who's going first?
No, you. It's your answer.
This is your question.
Your question.
Me?
And please don't ask him to repeat it because it was literally.
Oh, no. I would totally be on the top deck eating the finest foods, listening to the musicians. Are you kidding me?
I'm a dancer in the basement, so that's funny that I thought you.
And I can just call down to the basement and have them come up to my room.
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay.
Order them up to dance. Yeah. Dance for me, crew.
Dance for me.
Dance for me, all of you.
It appears the boat is sinking. If you're going to dance, I would get to it.
Yeah, maybe that was kind of a weighted question because I knew the ending of that, you know, story.
Good call.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll stay on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't go well.
It doesn't go well for those on the bottom.
Follow-up question. If you were on a sinking ship, would you rather survive or die with the crew in the lower deck?
I would rather survive.
Okay. I thought that's what she would say.
That's almost as good a question.
Yeah,
as,
I thought that's what she would say.
But if I was in the crew, if I was the captain, I would go down with the ship.
Yes, you would.
See?
That's the I think I would be tempted to resign my position as captain. So,
did you not get my letter?
I have an announcement to make. I am no longer the captain of the ship. Bobby's in charge.
Iceberg. Any way we can get around it? No, we're going to hit it. I am stepping down as captain.
I am no longer captain.
Do you think it's true that those violins were playing until the very end? They were loading their Louis Vuitton trunks on those little boats, and the musicians were playing as those wealthy people got on the boats as they locked the gates to the bottom. Do you think that's a true story?
Survivors have affirmed the band plays on story.
Oh my gosh. Imagine that.
Right? I mean, isn't that crazy? Because I think the band was just, you know, they were like, well, we like to play instruments.
I'm assuming so they're in shock.
Yeah.
And if you're not a rescue boat, you might as well play your instrument.
They're going to stop playing. You're going to the basement.
All right.
Vandal.
My turn for a question. All right, Amy, what is the most difficult subject for you to talk about when you are writing jokes?
My childhood, probably.
All right.
Which, you know, most comedians, they have a painful childhood, and so it has great material, but it is kind of painful to relive that. But in a way, it's cathartic. I think that's why we do it, right?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of therapy.
Absolutely.
Amy, what was something that you were sure of in high school that you later determined that absolutely not true?
Probably that you have to be a really nice girl. Like you can't do anything wrong. You have to be perfect. And that's just not true. I came from, my parents are German, Irish, and English, but very strongly German. And so we never talked about our feelings, and you just swept issues under the rug. And they were mortified that I wrote a book about my failures. But you know, when you're repressed like that for decades, it eventually will come out in either healthy or unhealthy ways, don't you think?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Kutulun was a woman born in the 1200s in Central Asia. She was the daughter of the most powerful ruler in the region at the time and was known to be a fierce warrior and wrestler. Legend has it that in order to marry her, would-be suitors would have to beat her first in wrestling, being forced to wager their horses in the event that they were defeated. Supposedly, she never lost and had a herd numbering 10,000 horses as a result.
Impressive.
First question. How many horses did she need to have before her suitors should have figured out it was a bad wager?
2.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah,
10,000 is a little ridiculous.
And follow-up question. If you had a racehorse, what would you name it?
I would name it Camus, after my favorite wine. Because if I had a racehorse, I could probably buy that winery as well.
Nice.
Yeah, very classy. And you could drink Camus while watching her.
I could drink it in the millionaire's row with my hat.
Lovely ponies running around.
I think there's a recurrent theme in Amy's answers.
I came from a small poor town.
All right, Amy, have you ever made a mixtape on a cassette?
Heck yes, Chicago baby, and Madonna, Prince.
Okay, so I'm now asking, at the time, did you ever make a mixtape for a romantic interest?
Yes!
Okay.
Okay.
And who...
I'm all out of love!
Okay.
Amy wasn't as excited about my horse question.
Because I'm always curious, was this a person with whom you were in a relationship or you wanted to be in a relationship?
It was actually a person that I was in a relationship and then out of a relationship and wanted to be back in the relationship.
Okay. Yeah. So
you broke my heart.
Now,
mix.
Which artist was the foundation of that mixtape?
Prince.
Yes.
Okay.
Really good.
I'm sure every teenage boy is so moved by Prince.
Oh, don't kid yourself. I think every teenage boy is pretty moved by Prince.
Okay, good.
But yeah. Was it a You Broke My Heart tape or I Want to Get Back Together with You tape?
It was a You Broke My Heart tape and I also would like to get back together.
That's side B.
I think side A
explains
how you broke my heart.
Right.
My college roommate, who probably is listening to this podcast right now, we're still very close friends. He used to close out our nights after a long night of drinking. If we had people in our dorm room together and it was time for them to go, we always closed it out with Purple Rain.
Oh, that's a great tradition.
When Purple Rain came on, it meant Chris is going to bed and we're shutting it down. In the event that you had a superpower and you can't be invisibility or flying, what would that superpower be?
I would have like Solomon level wisdom, intelligence.
Oh, like crazy smart.
Like crazy, crazy Bill Gates smart.
Right.
Smart enough to beat an animal in a Jeopardy style show.
And you can apply logic very quickly.
Right.
Yeah. You're not getting eaten by the piranhas in that scenario.
No. And I would be physically fit.
Nice.
All right. In 1989, Pepsi entered into a deal with the Soviet Union, whereby it sold its products to the country in exchange for 17 old submarines and 3 warships. As a result, before they sold the fleet to a Swedish company for scrap recycling, Pepsi had the 6th largest navy in the world, bringing a whole new perspective to the Cola War. So my question to you is, Coke or Pepsi?
I'm from Ohio. I'm a Pepsi girl.
Whoa.
We're up against the end. If people would like to consume more of your content, what's the best way to track you down on the interwebs?
On Facebook and Twitter, my handle is very clever. It's Amy Lyle, my name. And my website, where everything is amylyle.me.com was taken. I'm not a narcissist. And again, the podcast is In the Burbs with Amy and Gina. And my books are available anywhere that you buy books. We're All a Mess. It's Okay. And The Book of Failures.
Perfect. Awesome.
I feel so lucky to get to do this show. Thank you so much.
Amy, you've been an outstanding guest. We loved you. It seemed so fast because we had such a good time.
Yeah, that was great. All right, thanks, Amy.
Okay, thank you.
Back to the field.
Back to the salt mine.
Get out of here, sheep.
All right, that was our guest, Amy Lyle. Go check her out. She's a talented comedian, also author. She is a panelist. And if you haven't seen In the Burbs, it's actually a terrific show that she does with Gina Ryle. So make sure you go check it out. Until the next episode, sheep, don't wander too far because we'll need you back here for the brand new episode. Until then, taka taka.
Fire's getting low. This episode of the podcast is over. Time to go on now, sheep. Go on. Back to where you came from. We'll call you back when it's time for another podcast. Taka taka.